We've just finished an afternoon at Equity HQ for the online branch, and I have with me here John Webb, who's an elected member of the Equity Council. He also sits on the audio committee, and he's also a member of the North and East London branch. So, John, thank you for agreeing to do this little podcast. The online branch is the main thing. How have you become involved with the online branch, and what does it mean to have an online branch?
Right. The motion to have an online branch was first moved at the London area annual general meeting, I think about 4 years ago, perhaps 5 years ago, and I was present. And it was moved by somebody called Claude Starling, who was a member of a branch had a base, had its meetings some distance from where he lived. And he actually, I think in many respects, seemed to be dissatisfied with how that branch was held. I mean, I don't know the full details, and I hope I'm not giving any secrets away here. But and it struck me that that there are a lot of people, a lot of members, who do want to take part actively within their union, but are unable to do so. They may be ill, they may not be able to get to those meetings at the time designated, and they may not be able to afford it. I mean, I go to my local branch usually when I'm out of work, because I work out of London a lot, and if I'm working in London, Saturdays become rather precious. So an online branch could appeal to quite a large proportion of the membership, particularly those who live in isolated areas. You don't have to live in London now to be an actor. You can live anywhere. And so an online branch would give them the opportunity to take a more active part in the union. So I supported the particular motion and supported it in council, and it moved on to become a motion at the annual representative conference, where it received wholehearted support. I was then asked if I would join this working party that we've been at today. I cannot say that I am internet savvy, but it is an exciting prospect and I want it to work. So it's been a huge learning curve for me. And so in essence, what the online branch would do is to allow more members to take part in the democratic process of the union.
Mm. And I think, rather than going into what we've been doing at the meeting, I mean, at the working party, we're kind of putting together the nuts and bolts of how the online branch will work in direct relation to the offline branches, because there's a lot of official stuff that has to go on with this equity branch, isn't it? Because it, although it's online, it's by no means frivolous. It's an extension of equity.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, you could argue that the general branches and the variety branches, they're not extensions of equity. In fact, they are equity.
Yeah.
I mean, the union runs because of the membership.
Yes.
It's not run because of the staff or because of the buildings.
Mm.
It's run because of the membership. So it is equity rather than an extension of.
Yeah, and I think the online branch is probably going to be, do you think, probably 9 months, do you think we might be opening an electronic door?
Well, I'm not a betting man, so I can't go along with any of that. But it is, the likelihood is, I mean, today we've had our second meeting with the developers, and they seem very positive. It was a very positive meeting. There's still some way to go. It's always about the, for me, it's always about the devil and the detail.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that it'll go through a testing period where, I know it will, where we'll find glitches and say, no, this has got to be improved. And even when it's up and running, as with the Equity website, we'll all have a feeling about, say, oh, no, we must try and get this right. And things will develop once it is up and running.
But most of the members, I guess, I mean, we're going through all this nitty-gritty minutiae of technicality, but we actually want members to just come along. I mean, what's the benefit of being a member of a branch currently?
Well, you find out where your subscriptions are going. I mean, there are a lot of people who pay, year after year, pay their money to Equity, and then some way down the line, they might think, well, what's happening to my money? What's happening to my subscriptions? And you can find out by going onto the Equity website and seeing, oh, yeah, we've got these agreements, we've got that agreement. But if you do that in isolation, then you can actually feel very alone. So the branch brings everybody together who are similarly minded. Even the online branch where you will be sitting alone in your room, you are suddenly connected with all these other people who have the same thoughts as you, who have the same worries as you.
So it's about connecting with people within the industry.
Yes, it's about connecting with people in the industry, about making sure that you are not alone. And if you are working and you do have a problem, then there are others outside the company with whom you're working.
It's an interesting point that the online branch isn't about finding new work or networking within the industry. It's about meeting your peers and spending time with your peers and sharing experiences.
That's true. I mean, the Equity website provides opportunities to find work with the job opportunity page. The idea that you are not alone and you all have the same worries and the same fun.
So exactly the same things that are happening at offline branches, we want to encourage to take place on the online branch.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know. Even perhaps the spats and the rows. Yeah.
And I hope that we're going to be able to show tell our story as it takes place. So thank you very much, John, for doing this with me.
My pleasure.